Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Now, in a story coming out of America's Phallus, you know, Florida, four black men hijacked a Lyft driver at gunpoint, robbed him, and forced him to drive them on an 11-hour crime spree. Now, if you remember last year, we reported that a group of black men chimped out on an Uber driver because he refused to drive them around. Well, guess what? You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because in Tampa, Florida, four black buccaneers took their pirating one step further. These pirates of Tampa not only hijacked and robbed the Lyft driver, but they also took group photos using the driver's phone. Now, before I go in, check out this plundering Negro footage.
Held hostage for 11 hours, new at 6, the terrifying crime spree authorities say four men forced a Lyft driver to take part in while holding him at gunpoint. Good evening. I'm Jameson Euler.
And I'm Wendy Ryan. Thanks for joining us. Those men actually using the driver's cell phone to take this picture right here of themselves during that 11-hour ordeal. And you can see the gun. Yep, it is right here in the middle.
Yeah, two of them still on the run tonight. ABC Action News reporter Clifton French is live to break down that frightening night. Clifton?
Yeah, this started as a ride request. The driver pulled up. Then four men just got into his car, but it was the guy in the front passenger seat that pulled out a gun, pointed it at that driver, and told him he was working with them all night.
They chant the gun.
They rock the gun, and they keep saying, go fast, go fast.
A terrifying night this man thought may never end. 11 hours of fear that all started here on East Diana Street. Inside of his car, four men smoked pot while allegedly threatening the Lyft driver with a gun.
Que me iban a matar porque...
I thought they were going to kill me with the gun because they were all high. I was really afraid.
We aren't identifying the victim who tells us he thinks his kidnappers were selling drugs.
They were waiting for phone calls to make their deliveries. And they kept saying, one more stop, one more stop.
One more stop.
And those stops continued. He estimates 30 or more. Going from place to place, then finally to Polk County.
When we went to Lakeland, I thought they were going to kill me and take the car.
He was forced to take them to several Walmart stores, pharmacies, and gas stations so they could steal different things.
They let me out of the car maybe three times to go to the restroom and get an energy drink, but someone was with me all the time.
And they used his cell phone over and over, typing addresses into the GPS. Get this, they even took pictures. At least 11 of them, a couple of the photos showing one man holding a gun.
At one point I say, I'm done, I'm leaving, I have to go home, I have to pick up my daughter.
The night did finally end at 10 in the morning, back on Diana Street in Tampa. The driver says the men threatened to kill him if he called police. Instead, he flagged one down on the road nearby. By chance, two of the suspected criminals were only a block and a half away playing basketball at this park. Now back home with his family, this man has only one thing to say to his kidnappers.
I will tell him the same thing they say to me. Go fast, go fast, go to jail really fast.
You know, and those kidnappers also robbed that Lyft driver. He had about $100 in tips in his center console. They took every dollar. I'm reporting live in Tampa, Clifton French, ABC Action News.
Now there you have it. So two of the four have recently been arrested, and two other men are still on the loose. Now, Tampa police arrested Willie David Brown III and Aaron Milford Diggs, both 18, on Wednesday last week on charges of armed kidnapping and robbery with a firearm. Now, here's the story. Lyft driver Manuel A. Araujo Diaz of St. Petersburg told authorities that the four men requested a ride through the ride-sharing app Tuesday night. Diaz picked up the first man at 3208 East Diana Street in Tampa around 10:45 p.m. That individual he picked up was on a bike and asked Diaz to ride around the corner to pick up the rest of his friends, according to the arrest reports. Once all four were inside the Lyft driver's four-door Mazda, Brown put out a silver and black handgun and pointed it at Diaz. And he told him, "You're working for us tonight." Brown demanded that Diaz drive the men to multiple locations through Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Polk counties for about 11 hours, according to police. Diaz told police that he feared for his life. The four men committed multiple retail thefts and broke narcotic drug laws while holding Diaz against his will. At each stop, one of the criminals would stay in the car with him. Now, before allowing Diaz to drive them back to East Diana Street and drop them off on the 3400 block, the men stole about $134 in tips from him, according to police. So, now while driving these criminals around, the criminals would type the addresses into his cell phone GPS app and advise him to go to these different addresses. They also used his cell phone to take pictures of themselves, with one criminal even uploading the pictures to his Facebook page using the driver's cell phone. So what's wrong? Do these niggas not have a cell phone of their own? Why not? Motherfuckers on food stamps, welfare, and everything else got cell phones. They got iPhones, Androids, all that. So why you gotta use a driver's phone to upload those pictures to your Facebook page? Anyway, after dropping the men off early Wednesday morning, the Lyft driver saw a Tampa police officer and told him what happened. Brown and Diggs, dumbasses, were found at a nearby basketball court shooting hoops at 6410 North 32nd Street. They were arrested around noon on Wednesday after Diaz positively identified them to police. Tampa police are still searching for the other two men. Last Friday night, Diggs and Brown were still being held in the Orient Road Jail on $100,000 bail each. Now, you wonder why black men aren't given the benefit of the doubt. This is no isolated incident. It's not a myth that majority of black America is prone to violence. They have an affinity for it. You hear it in the music. It's ingrained in the culture. Now, pro-blacks would want you to feel sorry for them and claim that they are the victims in this situation. And if it wasn't for white supremacy, they wouldn't be in this situation. They excuse away their actions, blaming it on racism. Well, how is this an attack on the establishment if you want to get back at white supremacy and racism? How is this raging against the machine and fighting the power? This, in fact, reinforces all the stereotypes that are being placed on black people. Now, yes, these four black guys may be misguided and need direction. Yes, they may be fatherless. Yes, they may be underemployed. But guess what? When are we going to say that it's time for them to own up to the decisions that they made? On one hand, you have Negroes calling police racist, but on the flip side, they're over here being a cancer to society. Where is Black Lives Matter? Do they only matter when a black person is shot and killed by police? Shouldn't these lives matter before they get themselves into these different situations? Instead of being reactionary, maybe, just maybe, we should have a proactive approach that would be better suited to deal with these fellas and deal with these sisters. Time and time again, black folks plead to be accepted and to be treated fairly. Time and time again, black people ask not to be profiled, but based upon the numbers, there is a higher propensity of violence within the black population. Now, me, I hate to be profiled as just another nigga, but it comes to a point where you know you can't help it. When so many others that look like you are out here in these communities, holding these communities hostage, holding order and civility hostage, I get mad when I'm prejudged according to the actions of the rest, but the only thing that I can do is try to do better and show better. That not all black folks are the same. But when you do that, you become a target to the rest of the black community. You become a coon, an agent, a sellout, and more. Now, misery loves company, and so do Negroes. Maybe this thing we call black culture needs to be overhauled and redefined. Maybe, just maybe, we need to stop funding and fueling a rap industry that only promotes and propagates the very actions that are more destructive to our people than the police in these communities. Now, one would want to argue that maybe the rap industry is controlled by white supremacy. I would counter that if that is the case, if it is in fact controlled by white supremacy, and you are so staunchly opposed to white supremacy, why do you keep buying into it? Why do you continue to support the degradation of the same people you claim to love and stand for? Why aren't these rappers boycotted and challenged to do better? Why aren't their concerts a ghost town? Why aren't the minds of millions of young black kids steered away to something more productive and beneficial to them, their families, and their communities? Do black people just like having someone to blame for their condition and choose not to do something about it? Or are black people just a lost cause like that one family member that no one can help? Now, these fools hijacked a Lyft driver, robbed him of his tips, took pictures on his cell phone, uploaded to Facebook, and they went on a crime spree across multiple counties. But it's the driver's fault. It's the driver that would be racist if he chose to say he would not give a ride to another black person. It is the driver that would be wrong. It was black people that put his life in jeopardy, and he's supposed to brush it off and continue on like nothing ever happened. Because if he did act like something happened, it would be racism. It'd be white supremacy. It would be oppression. Now, I say to Mr. Diaz, I don't fault you. I don't blame you if you choose not to pick up another nigga, especially one in the group. They are out here reckless. If the government wants to go on an extermination campaign today through the hoods of America, they have all the material that they need to justify their actions to show that black people are a cancer to society. Maybe one day black folks will get their act together. Maybe one day their eyes will be open and see the backward logic of the destructive lifestyle and say, hold up, I like being free. I like being alive. I want to see my kids grow up. I want to see some grandkids. Just maybe. I like sleeping in my own bed under my own roof. If there was real black pride, like we want to claim, then we'd be building up one another instead of eviscerating everything that we touch. Our neighborhoods would be cleaner. Our children wouldn't be out of control. Gangster rap would shrivel away and die in the same place that in which was birthed. Just maybe. Now, maybe we wouldn't have this movement called Black Lives Matter because just maybe our actions would prove that black lives matter. So we wouldn't need a bunch of white and non-black in a movement called Black Lives Matter to tell the whole world that black lives matter, because according to black folks, their lives don't matter when they lose their life doing fuckery and killing other black people. Just maybe. Anyway, I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, and this is TLE News.
Got the homies locked up in prison. I'ma show you just how I'm living. Come on, cross the bridge to the other side. You flip a coin, you might die tonight. To have it all, your soul dead inside. No intended signals cross you so live. Child support leads to debt of prison. We kill the rims, but can't be the witness. We in the struggle, making life decisions. It's MOB, who really winning? Syntax, read my syntax. Chain so long, make a shorty sit back. Three kids tricking for that rent extension. All the latest fits, but no education. They all ballin' but can't pay attention. Both can give you life, choose your sentiment. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Now don't that fit description? Don't believe in God, but with your last breath, you praying that the Lord don't take that last breath. R.I.P.T.'s hood obituary. Damn, this shit is scary. Grandma, can you hear me? Rich niggas making poor decisions. Damn, Ricky, let me change the mission. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Uh-huh. Poor niggas making rich decisions. I do it. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Lord, forgive me.